Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Monday, the 27th of May. I'm Yana.
And I'm Jemima.
In student news, Open Day at Otago Whakaihu Waka kicked off yesterday with hundreds of families milling through the campus to see what Otago has to offer. Yesterday had general overviews of health sciences, humanities and business divisions, accompanied by many hands-on opportunities and activities, but limited academic presentations. Today there will be a full program of presentations, with sciences, business and health sciences running from 9 to 2:50pm, and humanities running from 9 to 2:20pm. Both days are open for everyone from 9:30 to 4. Colleges are also open for tours from 9 to 5, with additional hop-on, hop-off shuttles doing a loop to the further out colleges. So make sure to stop by for some food from the food trucks for a fee during your day. And in my personal opinion, the dumpling lady really does have the best dumplings in town.
OUSA's academic rep, Stella Lynch, is on track in advocating the uni to make all lectures available as recordings with closed captions. Critic editor Nina Brown reports. Right now, lecturers can choose whether to record lectures or not. With Stella's proposed policy, this will bring universal access to lecture recordings across all subjects. The uni's current policy was reviewed in 2016, and though recording practices have undergone many changes due to COVID, it is only now that the uni is in its early stages of reviewing its policy and have invited OUSA to partner with the academic division in its process. Speaking to critics, Stella says this policy is crucial for accessibility of learning to all students, especially disabled tauira, but also pointed to international students, students with children and those with jobs as those who would benefit.
In national news, the Ministry of Culture and Heritage has confirmed it will lose 32 full-time roles in the ongoing cuts to the public sector force. The ministry currently has 165 staff and are therefore having to cut 17% of their workforce. Cuts continue to be made, as directed by the Finance Minister, Nicola Willis, in order to reduce expenditures by either 6.5 or 7.5% across ministries and agencies. Speaking to the New Zealand Herald, Ministry for Culture and Heritage Chief Executive Laulu Mac-Liawine said it had been an unsettling time for staff and the wider public service.
Continuing with public sector cuts, the Ministry of Social Development have announced more than 700 job cuts, and the Department of Conservation have announced 124. We'll have more coverage of these cuts later in the week.
In international news, on May the 24th, Apple published a list of its top 100 best albums of all time, representing the records that have shaped the world we live and listen to today. In consultation with artists like Pharrell Williams, Nile Rodgers and Maggie Rogers, this 21st century ranking of the greatest records ever made was intended to be an editorial statement, a real love letter to the internationally esteemed records, fully detached from any ties to streaming numbers or stats, says Apple's official website. Either unbeknownst to Apple or purposely constructed as rage bait to get people talking about it, the response from listeners has been less than positive, with many people coming to social media and calling it a complete joke. The list was mostly dominated by the genres of pop, R&B, rock and hip-hop, with Miss Lauryn Hill taking out the top spot with her 1998 classic R&B album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. But it soon became very obvious in realising that there was some authoritative manipulation over the ranking of the list, since putting Hill in the top spot gave Apple the chance to get her in for an interview and a quote for their press release, which was not something they could have done with the number two placing of Michael Jackson.
The rest of the top 10 is comprised of some pretty understandable world-class acts, including the Beatles, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Amy Winehouse, Nirvana, and Beyoncé. Apart from one spot, at spot number 5, is Frank Ocean's Blonde. Music commentators were quick to point out that Ocean's Blonde was not even voted the best album released in its year, confused that it could be one of the best albums of all time. It's choices like these that make it apparent to listeners that problems with lists like these suffer from popularity bias and pop culture recency. Of course, publishing a list that puts millions of records from a variety of disparate genres over a 70-year period against each other is not going to successfully satisfy a single soul. The Top 100 Album List is a compilation of albums you've probably heard one time or another, organized in a random nonplussed order, but I guess that's what you get when you try comparing millions of legendary apples and oranges.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for the 27th of May. Today's bulletin was written by Yana Gleeson and Jemima Lorimer and was read to you by Yana Gleeson and Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.